Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. I saw this earlier, and I thought that was for me because I'm so short. But the choir looked beautiful. Loved the song. This time I understood it. Now you ask how, because the church got me an iPhone 17. And this thing here has a live translation. Wow, right? Except it's kind of weird sometimes. Yeah. No, it's okay. I think most people understand, yeah, right?
That should be good.
So when Elder Paul was preaching here a couple of weeks ago, I sat in the back and used it to see if it works. So I got the overall message. He was talking a lot about 40th anniversary, what we're going to do. But then there was one phrase I was like, man, that's kind of strange, right? It said, basically it said, have pig-like joy. You should translate that.
就是上一次很感谢教会给了我一个新的手机，就是上面可以有实时的翻译。然后是保罗长老把这个手机交给我以后，上星期我来试着用了一下，看它怎么样，就是说是翻译的还不错，整体的话我可以得到它的信息是什么，但有一个地方我感到很奇怪，他就说让我们要有像猪一样的快乐。
So I thought there must be like special phrase in Chinese where pigs are referred to as some joyful thing.
我在想是不是在中文里面有一个特殊的这种表达，就是说是要像猪一样这样快乐，是一个很特殊的一种语义。
But later on, Elder Paul clarified it was from the scripture that said, you know, God wants to give you a variety of joy.
然后是对，就是其实是在罗马书呢，就要神会给我们诸般的喜乐，各种各样的喜乐。
Right. So may the Lord give us variety of joys from all of our life.
就希望神给我们带来诸般的喜乐在我们的生命中间。
And then now, I could turn it on and see if he's translating me correctly. Right? Because I don't know sometimes, right? I say one thing, but he goes on for a long time.
All right.
But thank you so much for having me. I really enjoy the choir song. Because when it was translated, at least on the phone, it said, come to him, he'll give you peace.
很感谢这个诗班很美好的敬拜。这个我通过这个翻译可以感觉到，就是说来到主的面前得到平安。
And when Brenda was singing, you know, I was translating that also, there was a phrase that says, from broken to free.
就是 Brenda 在带领这个诗班敬拜的时候，我也可以听懂其中的一个，就是从破碎到自由。
So I pray that takes place as we worship together this morning.
希望今天我们在敬拜的时候，我们都可以感受、经历到这个从破碎到自由的恩典。
Let me pray and start. Father, we thank you for this morning. You have called us this morning and we have responded. Father, may the broken be healed. May those who came in here anxious leave with the peace of Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord, and may the words spoken from the pulpit give us strength and recommitment for the glory of Jesus Christ. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I want to give you a paraphrasing or short storytelling of the book of Hosea this morning.
今天我要给大家讲述一下就是何西阿书的这个故事。
Book of Hosea is a beautiful display of God's affection for his people and this idea that he will never, ever, ever refuse to love you.
何西阿书告诉我们，神对我们的爱是永远不离不弃的，不管我们做什么，神永远不会放弃我们。
Prophet Hosea woke up one morning and he looked to the side and his wife was gone.
先知何西阿有一天早上起来，他向周围看，旁边看了一下，他发现他的太太不在，妻子不在。
And he knew exactly where she went, so he went into the city and found her. And back on that street corner, trying to sell herself again, doing the same thing he did before he found her and loved her and gave his name to her.
就是先知何西阿，他是知道他的妻子去了什么地方，就是他重新又回到他以前站在城里的街角，在出卖自己，就像在何西阿在发现他之前。
He was broken, his heart was crushed, he was confused, he stumbles back home and he gets on his knees and he cries to God, God, what am I supposed to do here? What should I do?
先知何西阿是心里面是十分痛苦，破碎，他跌跌撞撞回到家里面去，然后跪下来询问神，我应该怎么办？
And God answers him in a very unexpected way. God comes to him and says, "Hey, Hosea, go back, find her employer, buy her, and bring her back home." And Hosea couldn't believe it, so he goes, "God, what do you mean? My heart's already crushed. How am I going to survive this again?"
神对先知何西阿有一个很特殊的一个回答，就是说是你要回到他的雇主那里，把他重新再次赎回来。何西阿是十分的不解，神，我已经是被破碎了一次，为什么还要让我再重新经历这样的痛苦？
And God says to Hosea, "Now you understand how I feel when my people break their promises and their vows to me."
神对何西阿说，现在你就知道，如果是神的子民没有信守对我的承诺的时候，我的心里面是怎么样的痛苦。
See, God is a promise keeper in the Bible, and let me tell you how we got to this point. God spoke to Hosea, one of his prophets, and Hosea was a very faithful, a wonderful man of God. And he was already telling people, "You guys are breaking God's promises, and your promise to him, come back to God."
这个故事就是说神，何西阿是神很信实的一个先知，他在这个之前的话，这个故事发生之前，他已经在呼吁以色列的子民要信守对神的承诺。
And one day God comes to Hosea, seeing that his people kept breaking their promises, he asks of Hosea to do something that is quite shocking actually. He says, "Hosea, I want you to go into the city, find a prostitute, bring her home, love her, and marry her."
就是以色列的子民不停地背叛对神的承诺，神对先知何西阿有一个特别的呼召，他告诉他说，你要到这个城里面找到一个妓女，把她赎回来做你的妻子。
It's one of the most unusual commands in the Bible. Now, just to be clear, it's not one we're supposed to copy, okay? All right, this is a special purpose for a special time. I mean, can you imagine how Hosea, I'm sorry, can you imagine?
Okay, go ahead.
Why don't you go?
这圣经中间这一个是一个特殊的时代和特殊的神的一个应许，不是要我们去来重复的。
Can you imagine how Hosea felt here? He's a God-fearing man. And God is asking him to go and marry a prostitute. It doesn't make sense. But because he trusts the Lord, he obeys him anyways.
何西阿是敬畏一个神的一个先知，你可以想象他是神让他做这样的事情对他是怎么的困难，但他是神，是相信神，他决定去这样做。
So he goes into the city, finds a prostitute named Gomer, and he tells her, "I want to marry you, come with me, I'll take care of you." And she can't believe it. Why would any man would want me? Right? So he brings her home and place to settle. He loves her, he takes care of her, and she can hardly believe that there is a man who will cherish somebody like her.
何西阿就遵从了神的旨意，他找到一个妓女，她的名字叫 Gomer。然后是就把他赎了出来。这个 Gomer 应该是很难以相信他过着一个这样的生活，然后居然有一个人愿意去接纳他，并他带到家里面，并爱他，给他一个重新的生活。
For a while, everything's great, you know, honeymoon stage. They hug, they kiss, they do all sorts of things, have babies, right? And everything seems great. Life is beautiful. That there's a man who will love and cherish her for who she is and not just her body.
有一段时间他们这个是结婚一段时间，生活是很好的，应该是像蜜月期一样，他们在一起也生了孩子。这个 Gomer 应该是十分的难以相信，就是一个人，一个男人不仅仅是真正的爱他，为他这个人爱他，不是仅仅是因为他的身体。
Then one morning she wakes up and she's gone, back on that same street corner, selling herself back to the life that he pulled her out of. And now God is telling him to go back, bring her back home, and marry her again. I mean, you know, bring her back home again.
就是有一天这个故事开始，何西阿醒过来，发现他妻子又不在家里面，重新回到街头，再出卖他自己，回到他以前旧的生活里面。但神却告诉他，你要把他重新再次赎回来。
And then God says to Hosea, "Hosea, your heart is broken because one person broke her promise to you and you don't want to risk it again? But I've endured billions of broken commitments from people I love and who declare they love me. My heart has been broken into billion splinters.
神对何西阿说，是因为一个人就是破坏了，没有遵守对你的承诺，对你造成这样的痛苦。你可以想象，我有亿万个我的子民，他们说要信守我的承诺，但却没有遵守，我的心是怎么样碎成亿万个碎片。
He says, from the very beginning, I made a promise to love you and take care of you and guide you and provide for you and protect you. And I'll walk with you. I'll take you to heaven one day. And I kept my part of the bargain. Why are you keep breaking these promises you've made to me again and again?
神在说，从一开始我就愿意拯救你们，愿意和你们在一起，愿意随时的帮助你们，指引你们，然后有一天给你带来永恒的生命，但你们却没有遵守对我的承诺。
So God says this in Hosea chapter 4. He says, Hear the word of the Lord, your children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed.
就是何西阿书四章一到二节，以色列人呐、啊，你们当听耶和华的话。耶和华与这地的居民争辩，因这地上无诚实、无良善、无人认识神，但其假誓不见前言，杀害、偷盗、奸淫、行强暴、杀人流血，连接不断。
And God reminds them again, Do you remember when we first started at Mount Sinai? I made a promise to be your God and you made a promise to be my people. And so I blessed you and you take that blessing and you turned your back and you gave those blessings to other idols.
神就是说，你是否记得在西乃山上，我们互相起誓，我要做你的神，你们也起誓做我的子民，但是你们却转身去敬拜别的偶像。
So God stages this living parable through Hosea's life, and that's the book of Hosea.
所以说神就是利用何西阿这个故事，让他活生生的体现出来神的子民是如何的没有信守对神的承诺。
There's a writer named Louis Smee, and he wrote a book of Caring and Commitment. This is an old book.
有一个这样的就是作家，他是一个应该是富勒神学院的一个教授，他写的这样的书就是
In it, he asks, what happens when people try to live without making commitments? And his answer is blunt. When we give up our ability to make and keep promises for the easy comfort of uncommitted life, we put our entire future at risk. We cannot survive. We cannot remain fully human unless we learn to make and keep commitments.
他这个书里面讲述了这样，就是说，如果我们没有失去的，做承诺和遵守承诺的这样一个能力的时候，仅仅为了生活比较舒适，那我们会变成怎么样？他的回答是，我们的将会没有一个未来。
He writes, commitments create small island of safety in the middle of our oceans of insecurity. They give us steadiness in a world full of change.
他说是信守承诺。是在不安全的海洋中间给我们一个安全的岛屿，和在不断变化的世界中间给我们一个稳定性。
Isn't it true? Just look around our world where vows are broken left and right. Commitments are hard to find, and we're at a stage in our culture where people don't even make commitments anymore. They just live together without the sacred vow of marriage. I asked somebody like that, and they said, it's convenient. Let me kick the tire a little bit and see if we are compatible. Somebody said, well,It's expensive. We've got to make it cheaper for our life. Unfaithfulness abounds in our culture. Parents to the children, children to the parents. We jump jobs, we jump churches, we jump friends. Government makes promises and never keeps them sometimes. And when they do, we're surprised because they actually keep promises. Brokenness is everywhere, and we expect it now.
我们看我们周围的话，就可以看到不信守承诺的事情是随时随地都在发生。如果有人信守承诺，我们反而感到比较奇怪。我们可以看到，我们也年轻人会生活在一起，他们并没有一个这样的承诺，而仅仅是因为经济和各种方便而生活在一起。 然后我们看到夫妻之间和子女之间都没有信守各种各样的承诺，整个政府对他的公民也没有信守承诺。
Let me show you how faithful God has been through the history. You can go to Genesis chapter 12 where he promises Abraham, I'm going to make a great nation out of you. And you read the scripture and you realize that's exactly what God did for Abraham and the generations to come.
神在圣经上在历史上从来都是信守承诺，我们可以从创世纪开始他对亚伯拉罕的承诺就可以看到这一点。
When Noah came out of the ark after months of being in that ark because of the flood, God tells himself, I'm never going to curse the ground for man's sake. I'm going to make sure the harvest happens. I'm going to make sure the rains come, the summer comes, day and night shall not cease. And since then, he kept that promise.
当诺亚从那个方舟出来的时候，神就是说，他耶和华闻到那馨香之气，就心里说，我不再因人的缘故诅咒他，也不再按着我才行的灭各种的活物了。地上存留的时候，夏强寒暑冬夏昼夜就永不停息了。
Remember God's promise to Mary and Joseph that his son Jesus Christ would be born through Mary through miraculous birth, and he kept that promise. Remember he said, my son Jesus, he made a promise that if you die on the cross and give up your life for the sins of the world, then through you the heaven's gate will be wide open, and he kept that promise.
我们看到神对约瑟和玛利亚做出这样的应许，就是说通过玛利亚会有一个童女生子，会一个救赎主会生出来。他也对耶稣基督说，你会在十字架上会复活，我们也是所有信你的人就会得到永生。他神是信守了所有的一切的承诺。
I'll share you one more. In Genesis chapter 1, God creates man and woman and he says, be fruitful and multiply because I want to see more communities where they reflect the beauty of who I am. Share your life so others can see who I am. And then in the Gospels, Jesus tells Peter, upon your faith, I'm going to build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And then in book of Acts, this little church is birthed and he kept that promise. How do we know? Because we're here this morning in Milpitas, California. Because God has sustained us and kept us to worship and he kept that promise.
我们可以在创世纪第一章的时候，神就说你们要更多的生养大大的繁殖。我们今天作为基督家庭教会在这里，也是神的这个应许的一个见证，因为是从那个时候开始，神就是说要在全世界各地建立起各种各样的教会，这个教会是每一个子民就是有神的形象，让人能够传达出神的爱给这个世上。
At the center of God's heart is his desire to turn that love that he has for us into promises and commitments that we can stand on so we can live with courage and confidence.
就神对我们的爱是通过他把这个爱变成对我们的永不改变的应许，使我们能够在生活中各种方面的时候能够依靠神的应许。
If God is this faithful, then what does he want from us? Well, we know God makes promises and he keeps them. And what happens when we grow in faith, we want to become like that. We want to be promise keepers.
神是这样的信实，他对我们的期望是什么呢？他也希望我们能够承诺，信守对他的承诺。
Do you remember when you first came to know Jesus Christ and accepted him and believed him to be a Lord and Savior? And some of you, many of you who were baptized in last Thanksgiving, do you notice what's happening in your life as the Holy Spirit moves you?
我们中间很多人就是在我们这受洗的时候，我们去年是感恩节的时候，有几个几个信徒初受洗。你可以感受到，当你对神说出这样的承诺的时候，圣灵会在你的心里面动工。
When you first accepted Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit start working in your heart. And when you're off, he brings you back and he starts to shape you and mold you. And pretty soon the character of God starts to show up in your life. And you're saying, I want to be just like God. I want to keep my promises.
圣灵对我们的带领就是他逐渐的塑造我们的生活，使我们更加的相信耶稣，成为像耶稣基督。
You begin to think, I need to get my priorities straight. Get everything under the authority of God. I need to get my work straight. I need to get my time straight. And you start to live your life adjusting to the movement of the Holy Spirit through the work of His Word.
就在我们接受圣灵带领，其实就是把我们的时间、我们的重点、我们所做的所有的一切都降服在神的旨意下面。
During the ministry of Jesus, we see this pattern. He opens the door to heaven wide open. And He says, everyone's welcome to come. I will forgive you. But once they enter into that, He very quickly starts to reshape them. Their basic commitments, their basic convictions are reshaped. And if you want to find out a lot of that, read the Gospels, read the Epistles, but especially chapter 5 through 7 of the book of Matthew.
神对神的爱是对所有人都敞开的。当我们接受了耶稣基督之后，圣灵就会逐渐的塑造我们的性情，塑造我们的思想，塑造我们的一切。如果我们想要知道更多的话，在马太福音第五章登山宝训那一章，给我们讲述了很多神要我们所要做的。Let
me share with you one of those. It comes from Matthew 5, and it says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift.
马太福音第五章23到24节，所以你们在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Jesus is inviting you and me to something new. Be a person who works to restore every relationship. Don't abandon it. Don't jump ship. Make relationship work and become a relationship restorer.
耶稣基督在要求我们每一个人都成为一个关系的修复者，而不是如果遇见困难，在关系中遇见困难的时候就把它放弃或离开。
There's a woman named Maria who hadn't spoken to her sister for 8 years. Something happened during their family gathering. They said some few words that were hurtful, and they got into a heated, and then at the end of it, both of them didn't want to make it right. So 8 years of silence, 8 years of missed birthdays, 8 years of no holidays together, 8 years of growing up, their kids growing up without their aunt in their life.
有一个这样的故事，这个女主角叫玛利亚，她和她的姐妹就是有八年的话不再讲话。结果这个事情的起因就是在一个家庭聚会的时候，说有些事情被说话或者有些被分享引起了大家的彼此之间的这种隔阂。结果八年中间，这个姐妹呢就不再来往，她们的孩子也没有参加彼此的生日。
After Maria gave her life to Christ during that period, the Holy Spirit wouldn't let her alone. While she's doing her dishes, the image of her sister's face is in her mind. She's at her daughter's birthday and she wonders, my sister's kids are not here. And it ate her up for months. She's at worship, listening to the word and hanging out with her friends in the church, and all of a sudden, a verse will come to her mind. First, be reconciled. She'd pray and the Holy Spirit will bring her sister's name into her mind.
玛利亚这个女主角，她后来接受了耶稣基督，但是圣灵接受了耶稣基督之后，圣灵就催逼她，她在洗碗的时候，她会想起她的姐妹，她在她女儿过生日的时候，她也想起她的姐姐和姊妹的这个孩子没有参加这个生日的party。 然后是在崇拜的时候，她的姊妹的形象、名字也会出现出来，她就向神祷告，希望能够修复她和姊妹的关系。So
she couldn't take it anymore. She drove to her sister's house, knocked on the door. Her sister opened and they just stood there looking at each other. And then Maria said, I don't even remember what we fought over. But I do remember this, that I love you and I'm so sorry for all of it.
有一天她就实在不能够再忍受，在圣灵的催逼下，她就是开车去见了她的姊妹。她敲了门，她和她的姊妹就站在门口。她玛利亚就说：“我已经不再记得我们为什么而争吵，但是我知道我爱你。”就他们就在她和她的姊妹就站在门口彼此哭泣。
Her sister didn't say anything. And after a while, she started to weep. They stood in the doorway, just crying with each other. 8 years of wall just crumbling down in 5 minutes.
她的姊妹在这个和解中间，她们彼此拥抱哭泣，八年的这个隔阂在五分钟之内就完全的被消除了。
That's what it looks like to keep commitment to the Lord. It costs something. It's awkward. We don't want to do it. It's hard. But if you do it, you'll say what she said. I didn't know how much that broken relationship was weighing on me until it wasn't broken anymore.
这就是神对我们信守神的承诺所要做的事情。他可能有时候很尴尬，很不容易，但是我们如果遵守的话，就像 Maria 说，他不知道这种没有遵守神的承诺对他带来的压力是什么样子，结果在遵守了神的命令之后，这一切的重担就从他身上拿开了。
That's what Jesus wants from us, not just to keep rules, but to experience the freedom that we have when we commit to honor the commitments we've made to him because we love him. We don't obey God because somehow he's going to make us love us more. No, we obey God because there's so much love for him. Then how can we not obey him?
我们遵守神的承诺并不仅仅是因为是我们把它当成一个规章制度，而是因为是神是如此的爱我们，我们对神的爱一种回应，我们是心甘情愿的愿意遵守神的承诺。
And we know that through the scriptures that when we break our commitments, it breaks the heart of God. And the key story for that is Peter, that he promised God, I will not deny you, even if everybody else does. And then on the night when Jesus is beaten, he denies Jesus 3 times.And then there is this beautiful scene, or very, very powerful scene in Luke chapter 22. It says that Peter denied 3 times a rooster crow, and then he looked at Jesus, and Jesus turned, and he began to weep. And you have to wonder, what did he see in Jesus' face that moment?
我们都知道这个彼得三次不认主的故事，这个故事是十分的让我们特别感动。我们知道在彼得曾经说，如果即使众人都不认识你，我也不会离弃你。结果事实确实在他三次不认主，就在主在几个不同在几米之外的话受鞭伤的时候，他却是诅咒和不承认主，然后主扭过来看着他。
What kind of look makes a grown up man weep bitterly? It wasn't a disgust, it wasn't hatred. I think it was deep sadness.A look of grief upon Jesus' face, the look of someone whose trust was betrayed and crushed and thrown away, whose heart was pierced by broken promise. This look reminded Peter of what Jesus had said, and he went out and wept bitterly. He didn't just cry, he wept bitterly. This is where you go, ah, instead of just tears coming down his cheek.
神就是耶稣基督看向彼得，他这个看不是厌恶和拒绝，而是因为彼得并没有信守他对神的承诺，是一种耶稣的心里面深深受到的伤害。彼得看到耶稣这样的看着他的时候，他自己意识到他对主造成的伤害，结果他就出去痛哭流涕。
My friends, the promise that we make to God and the commitments we make need to be taken seriouslySome of you, the vows that you have made before God, standing there with your spouse, I'm going to love her, love him until I die. Those are not just promises you make to each other. That's a promise you make to God. And it's a sacred, holy promise. And when you come to the stage or here and you hold your baby and you're dedicating that baby to God and make promise that I'm going to raise him up to be godly, that's a promise you make, not just the congregation, but with God. It's a sacred, holy promise.And the promise that you made to each other at cell groups or small groups, saying, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there to encourage you and be encouraged by you. I want to show you what God looks like in my life so you can have strength. Those are not just any kind of promises you make to another human being. Those are promises you made to each other, but also more importantly to God. And God wants you to honor that. And when you don't, the Bible tells us it grieves the heart of God.
当我们对神做出一个承诺的时候，这个承诺是十分严肃和庄重的。当你对你的配偶说 我要永远的爱你，直到生命的尽头。这不仅是你们彼此之间的一种承诺，也是在神的面前对神的一个承诺。当你如果是我们有年轻的把一个我们的小孩子献给主耶稣基督的时候，在我们这个大堂里面做出这样奉献礼的时候，你也不仅仅只是一个承诺，而是给神的一个承诺。当我们对我们的信仰小组里面，在我们彼此之间说我们还会彼此互相鼓励、互相帮助的时候，这也不仅仅是我们彼此之间的一个承诺，也是在神的面前做这样的一个承诺，我们必须要真正的去遵守。
Hey, that was really good. Because as I was saying, I'm like, should I stop here? Should I stop here? Man, I honor Jesus. See, Peter, don't leave right now. Because if you leave right now, you're going to have guilt in your life. But let me share the next part. When we failed, and certainly we have, you and I have, there is grace. Peter's story doesn't end with tears and weeping in that courtyard. In John chapter 21, Jesus rose from the dead, goes to Sea of Galilee and calls Peter, and they have breakfast together. And he says, do you love me three times, to mirror the three denials. And Peter is grieving, but he says, feed my sheep. And he restores him into ministry. What's amazing about Christ is this. The same Jesus who is hurt by promise breakers is the Jesus who restores the promise breakers and turns them into promise keepers. And certainly Peter did that to the end of his life.
这个我们对彼得故事都十分的熟悉。我们知道彼得故事并不是仅仅停留在他痛哭流涕上面，而是主耶稣在复活之后同时向彼得显现，他三次就问他，你是否爱我。在这个神的恩典的爱之中，这个曾经彼得是没有遵守对神的承诺，但是神的爱，耶稣基督的爱能够修复了他，使他成为一个遵守神承诺的人。
I usually finish speaking here at about 12:10, 12:15, so I have like 10 minutes left, which means I have to skip about 2 pages, but we'll make it. My friends, what are you going to do with God's faithfulness in your life? What would you do with his commitment in your life? There's a guy named Keith Green. At 11, he already signed a record deal with Decca Records. He wrote 40 songs by the time he was 11. He showed up on TV shows. Big Talent, Big Dream, and Time Magazine at the time called him a preteen dreamboat. And they were going to make him into a teen idol. And then Donny Osmond happened. And Keith Green became yesterday's story.
我下面今天我们在下面的时间不是很多了，我想问，在神这个永不改变的承诺时，我们的回应是什么？我想讲一个故事。这个故事是关于上个世纪一个歌手，他的名字叫Keith Green。他是从1953到1982年一个年轻人，在那个时候。他十一岁的时候就已经很有名，写了很多诗歌，但是很快在14岁的时候，有另外一个更年轻的一个歌手出现，他就很快成了一个相当于过气的一个歌星。
By age 14, he felt like a failure, so he ran away from home, and he experimented on drugs, he experimented on Eastern religion, he did all kinds of stuff searching. Whatever 1970s offered him, he tried them all. For years, he kept looking. He went to different teachers. He went to different paths. Many of them mentioned Jesus, but they kept telling him there are many ways to God. But all of them said Jesus was real. And Jesus said, I am God. And in the summer of 1975, he was walking down one of the streets in Beverly Hills, California, 21 years old, married, lost. He looked up and he said, all right, Jesus, I buy it. You are God. And he accepts Jesus as Lord and Savior. And he forgo everything he tried. And he turned his life to Jesus and he never looked back.
Keith Green 的故事就是他14岁的时候，他离家出走，然后吸毒，尝试各种各样的这种 东方的宗教，试图是各种导师，试图找成生命的目的和方向。但是很多人告诉他，耶稣基督是主。在1975年，他21岁的时候，他那时候已经结婚，但是生活却是一团糟。他那个时候，他那一天在有一天在洛杉矶这个比弗利山庄这个路上走路的时候，他决定接受耶稣基督做他生命的救主。
When he started his singing again, he became a Christian artist, and he was drawing thousands of people. They were all coming to his concert, and he gave his concert away. He wouldn't charge for his albums, and it was driving producers crazy. He told them, I'm a pencil in God's hand. He and Melody, his wife, started to taking in drug addicts, prostitutes, and runaways into his little house. It got overflooded, and he rented 5 other houses on his block. And he called that block the greenhouse.
当他再次开始创作的时候，他成为一个基督教音乐的作曲家和歌唱家。他的音乐会会吸引成千的人，但他从来不收门票。他的唱片他也不收钱。他对他的制片人说，音乐制片人十分懊恼。他对他的制片人说，就是我是上帝手中的一支铅笔。他的太太同时在他们住的这个街区上面也开始收留一家无家可归的人和妓女和等各种儿童。结果他后来是家里面装不下，他们就把整个街区变成了一个greenhouse 绿色的房子。
July 1982, a small plane took off from his property in Texas. Keith Green was on board with his 3-year son and 2-year-old daughter.And then there were a few missionaries from YWAM, Youth with a Mission. And that plane was overloaded and never cleared the trees. And he dies at age 28. And we know from his story, his wife's testimony and so forth, God kept his promise with Keith Green. And Keith Green kept his promise with God.
在1982年的时候，他当时有一架小飞机。他们从他在德州的他的应该是居住的地方起飞的时候，因为他和他的小孩子，很年轻的小孩子，还有12人，因为是飞机超载，这个飞机并没有能够成功的起飞，他那时候就失去了生命。在从 Keith Green 的故事中可以看到，神信守了对Keith Green 的这个承诺， Keith Green 也保守了对神的应许。
There's a song he wrote, it's called There is a Redeemer, and it goes like this. There is a Redeemer, Jesus God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus my Redeemer. Do you see the change there? Jesus a Redeemer. But by second verse, he said, Jesus is my Redeemer. Name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. I want to sing the third verse to you. Do you want to hear me sing? Of course not, right?
Yes.
All right, he says, When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my king forever in that holy place. Thank you, oh my Father.For giving us your Son, leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. What will you do with God's faithfulness to you?
对神的信实，你的回应是什么？
One day you'll stand before God in His glory.He's going to ask you about people you promised to love and didn't. The relationship you said you'll restore, but abandoned. Sin you swore you'll leave, but you kept going back. A vow you made in this very room, at your cell group, at your baptism, at the dedication service, then broke. Know this, when we do that, we hurt and grieve the heart of God. But here's the crazy part.The crazy part is that God still looks at us and says, come home, come back, my child, come, I love you. That is the scandal of grace, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是有一天我们在荣耀中见到神的时候，我们会怎样回应神的信使？我们曾经说我们要永远爱一个人，我们是否真正这样做？我们说要我们修复一个破碎的关系，我们是不是真正这样做？我们说要我们远离一个缠绕我们的罪，我们是不是这样做？我们说我们要在我们的祷告小组，我们彼此之间，在会中之间，在今天，在我们崇拜的时候。
One day you and I will certainly stand before God face to face. You can either weep for joy or you can weep with regret because you did not keep those promises. And maybe there are some of you who have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and this morning you can tell God, all right, Jesus, you are God. Take my life. I want to live for you. Wherever you are, God says, come home. And as we take the communion this morning, this is not just a reminder of how God, Jesus Christ, did, but it's also a reminder that He loves you, He cares for you. And just like the song that you sung in the beginning of the worship, He says, come to me, I'll give you peace.
今天我们在, 圣餐的时候, 不仅仅是为了要纪念耶稣基督, 也是要每个人重新 更新我们对神的这个应许，我们曾经都在座每个基督徒都曾经信守要对遵守对神的承诺，希望每个人都能够遵守重新的更新这个诺言。So
as you take the communion this morning, remember Jesus, but also renew your covenant, the promises you made. Lord, I will do whatever you ask at one point. If you're a Christian, you've said that. Renew that. Renew your commitment to your husband and your wife, your kids and the church and your cell group. Renew it. And ask God to restore the joy of your salvation. That as a church, as we are confronted with we are family every time we sing, truly can be the family of God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We're reminded of your love that refuses to give up. God, we confess that I've given up. We have given up at some point. But you kept calling us, come home, come home. And this morning you're calling us again. Come home. Come to me. I'll give you rest. And as we take of the Lord's Supper this morning, Father, we asked that our hearts are renewed in commitment for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.